Ready, rock and roll.
You notice anything different about Coach McAdoo this week? Kind of, it is a homecoming for him, but
not at all. You know, Ben has tremendous focus on the upcoming opponent. It's a task at hand, the day of the week. I haven't noticed anything different.
Is that similar, I guess, to how he treated the Green Bay game?
Oh, absolutely.
What about you? It's homecoming for you.
You know what? I guess it's like Ben. You know, you don't even realize that until you probably step into Heinz Field. But you take one day at a time, you know, the preparation, the practice. You focus on what you got to do at that moment.
Eli struggled a little bit with his accuracy down the field last week. Anything you attribute that to, or just it happens?
Well, I just think it happens. When you look at taking a few shots, I think we took six maybe, you know, shots down the field. You hope to hit a couple. You're not going to hit them all. Eli's done a great job.
With these, you have, I think it's 12 touchdown passes in the four games since the bye. I think it's eight in the first seven before. How do you explain that? What do you attribute to that?
Well, you know, you look at how Eli's playing. He's making great decisions, throwing with timing and rhythm. His accuracy's been outstanding. The perimeter players have done a great job getting open. It starts up front with great protection. You know, you just look at the offense, you know, playing well together in those moments.
Is he more comfortable in your estimation?
No, I think he's been comfortable the whole time.
I think you guys are down near the bottom as far as sacks allowed. Positive win. Obviously, up the line is part of that. But how much is Eli just do a good job navigating the pocket to avoid that?
You know, once again, it's the ultimate team game. Takes all 11. You know, first off, Ben does a great job with the play calling, putting the offense in a position to get the ball out quickly. Eli's making good, decisive decisions. He's trusting his footwork, trusting his training, trust what he sees. The offensive line is doing a good job in protection. Once again, the perimeter is doing a great job in their spacing, timing, and rhythm. Oh, absolutely. You know, you're talking about two Hall of Famers, two greats, two Super Bowl winners.
You had Logan Thomas here. Now he's playing tight end. Does that surprise you?
No, that doesn't surprise me. First off, Logan's a tremendous individual, a tremendous football player. When you look at the physical measurables, you could see somebody taking a shot at Logan playing tight end.
Did you guys ever think about that?
No, we didn't.